Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the winter solstice. There is an ancient archaeological site in Ireland called the New Grange Passage Grave that was built long ago to capture the sun's rays during the dark days of the winter solstice. The word solstice means sun standing still, and during the roughly 7-day period of the solstice tide, the sun appears to pause in its annual cycle, and the length of days and the length of nights does not change. Observing that the sun honored them with this extended visit each winter, the ancestors built structures to capture the sun's rays and focus its blessings. At the New Grange site, they made a stone-lined passage that led into a stone-lined chamber built into a hillside. It was designed in such a way that for about a week, the light from the rising sun passed through a narrow slot above the entrance and moved along the narrow passage into the heart of the central chamber. Here, the sunlight struck the back wall and illuminated a collection of solar disks and spirals that were carved into the wall. The sun's rays lit up the wall for about 17 minutes, and then, as the sun continued to rise, the light slowly retreated back down the passage, finally leaving the chamber in darkness once more. There are many such sites throughout Ireland, as well as in England, Scotland, and France, with similar structures in the Mediterranean region. Similar sites have also been found in North and South America and in Australia. We don't know with certainty what rituals were performed at these ancient sites, which had been developed more than 5,000 years ago. Modern interpretations suggest that people were fearful that the sun would not return, and therefore performed sacrifices and rituals to make the sun reappear. But this explanation comes from modern-day people who have lost their instinctual connection to the natural world. The natural world, the birds, insects, animals, and plants, knows that the sun has its annual waning and waxing cycle, and will always return. And our ancestors, who were also connected to the natural world, knew in their very beings that the sun would return with the coming of spring. So what was being celebrated at places like New Grange? The fact that these sites were also burial chambers suggests that our ancestors were conducting rituals to focus the sacred energy of the sun on their beloved dead. Just as the sun enabled the rebirth of the landscape in the spring, so its nourishing rays enabled the dead to return to the land of the living. The sun revived the souls of the dead and regenerated the spark of life. And having the sun's rays momentarily touch the sacred sun symbols at the back of the chamber, the spirals and the disks, intensified the solstice ceremony and affirmed the perpetual promise of rebirth and the miraculous, albeit natural, turning of the sun and the wheel of life. And so, on this solstice night, at the center of the solstice tide, may you find a way to experience the long passage to the center of the dark chamber, where the light illuminates the gifts of regeneration and rebirth. May you allow the generous sun to penetrate your hearts and bring you joy. Happy solstice tide. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.